This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress Friday, provoking an evacuation of the building in a new challenge to a government struggling to contain deadly unrest. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building in the city of Valparaiso. Earlier, truck drivers and some public transport operators went on strike, and thousands of people gathered in the center of the capital, Santiago. At least 19 people have died in the turmoil that has swept over the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares and soon morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital, Baghdad, and four southern provinces. 12 died in the southern city of Diwania alone. Several died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Haq, another armed faction in two southern cities. The parliament is scheduled to meet on Saturday to discuss the protests further. Friday's bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.